Hello everyone, it's time again for Heart to Heart. I thank the Lord for everyone who loves to hear Him speak from the heart. The Holy Spirit has a lot to say and share with us. There are many principles which if we learn, we will do better throughout our lives. Now we're all in whatever condition we're in now. We got to make choices throughout the rest of our lives. What if we had the information from the Holy Spirit to help us govern our choices? What if we had His assistance and training in how to make the better choices and even the best choices? Making choices is very important. That's something we're going to have to do anyway, whether we're ready or not. And we have success from making the best choices, and we have hindrances and even failure from making the poor choices. And when the Lord says something, we have to receive it. And we have to believe it enough to speak it and even act on it. Then we'll find out what the Lord, that's what the Lord's been giving me continually. That's what will, then when we make choices, we'll be sober. The Lord once told me that there are two types of minds, a sober mind and a drunken mind, or a mind that goes forward or a mind that stays the same. When we're sober in our thinking, in our, the way we process, we're equipped to make the best choices, and Satan won't be able to deceive at that point. Now Satan deceives us when in areas of life where we don't know better. We can't draw the best conclusion. You know, that's why when people buy a house, they get a home inspector to come and look at it. They pay him to come and look at it so that they'll be so that they can make the best choice about buying this home. If you buy a house with mold in it, unaware of it, then you can't live in it. You bought a house you can't live in, or you'll die. All right? The home inspector knows what to look for. All right? So does the Holy Spirit in all things. Now, in your most major decisions, you're going to have, that's when you really need to regard what the Holy Spirit has to say. When you go, especially if you're going to get married to someone, the Holy Spirit knows that person better than they know themselves. He knows what they are capable of. And even though the Lord tell you good things about people, that doesn't mean that they still have a will. They can do good, they can do bad, just like anybody else. But if, when they are compatible, the Lord will tell you that. When He know that they love Him, the Lord can tell you that. If they have ulterior motives, the Lord will show you that. Now, it can be easy to receive, to hear what the Lord has to say. But when people are reluctant, it's hard. Their reluctance make it harder to receive what He says. So, if you allow the Holy Spirit to train you, remember, He's a gentleman. He's not going to take over. The problems that are ahead of you are your problems. The business at hand is your business. And he's there to help you make the best choices and do the best deeds and make the best decisions. But He will not usurp your authority, and He will not make you do something you don't want to do. And if you won't listen to Him, He'll stop talking. But He still knows what's best. But whenever it's revealed to you and you make the better choices and have a better life, then you say, well, you know, I remember back in those days when I trusted the Holy Spirit, I didn't even know that that was the best option. I wasn't even sure about it. But now I made that choice that the Holy Spirit gave me, and and I thank God that I did. And there are many times when the Lord guided me, and but when as we receive what the Lord say, mixed faith, it always requires faith. We mix faith with it. Then it, as we act on it, we'll see what he was getting to. And his guidance will make more sense as we follow through. Anytime you're in faith, it's easier to continue forward when you're in faith. And it's easier to judge and see what the Lord is saying when you live by your faith. And I thank the Lord for that. God is good, and he always has a plan. And when people hear what he guides them to do, if they have the courage to continue, then they'll find out what God is getting to. A lot of people, they begin, and then they don't have the courage or the bravery or they fear to go forward, and they'll regard his guidance until it looks like it's not going to work. And then they'll deviate and do something else. Well, when that happens, and every time that happens, you're not going to get to the point of what God was getting to. You're not going to see what he saw. And sometimes people go forward and they end up being in a very bad condition. You know, they marry somebody and the Lord was warning them about what was going to happen, and then it happened. And now they got to pick up the pieces. You know, back to the analogy about buying a house. If the person that bought a house without getting a home inspector to go through and look at it, they don't know what to look for because they don't have the experience. And the house may have mold in it, it may have a water leak, it may have termites. You get what you get. And they're living in there, and then they start getting sick, or they find out that half the house need to be rebuilt and they can't afford to. Now they're in a pickle. But when you regard good advice, you know, especially the Holy Spirit advice is perfect advice. Advice from a professional like that home inspector, that's great advice. And people who's been where you're going, that's good advice. But when you regard the Holy Spirit, he sees what people can't. He sees what the home inspector can't. And he sees what professional people can't. And the people that have gone further than you, he know what they should have done. So when you regard the whole, see, the Word of God is your pattern. That's the way you make your decisions, based on the perfect written Word of God. Now, the Holy Spirit is a guide because he can give you insight and perfect information for your day and for you personally. He knows the people that are alive now, and he knows how to govern you. He knows your temperament. He knows your level of bravery, your level of courage. And he evaluates everything. And it's still no matter how brave and courageous and loving you are and how wise you are, it's going to take faith to trust the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And if you can do that, you can live a great life, not just a good life, not just an outstanding life. Because see, if you go back to the Sermon on the Mount and heard what Jesus said, the honor of God was in it, loving God was in it, loving man was in it. He didn't leave out the fact that you got to fight a good fight. He talked about warfare. He talked about how people would treat you. He was open and honest. Now, there are preachers on TV, they don't like to tell you about hell. They don't like to tell you about the fight. They don't like to tell you about how the enemy gonna try to stop you. And they just preach the good side or the favorable side of God's word. And then there are churches that preach the good and the fight side of it, but they leave out the supernatural. And see, you can't take part of God's wisdom out of the equation, because you don't want a half a life or a third of a life. You want a whole life, or otherwise you'll end up with an illusion. If you try to do away with any part of God's word, that's a part of your life you're doing away with it. If you're going to govern your life without God's wisdom, then Satan is going to play you. And you're going to have negative opinions that's not going to work for you. You're going to make negative choices that's going to hurt you. And remember this little factoid. We produce after our kind. The people that, all the young people that you influence that are in your life, especially your children, they are influenced by you even if they don't like you. Even if they don't have a good relationship with you. Because the seed it always works after its kind. Now, they are different people. Everybody's made from two people. And people can, some children can see that their parents are not making good choices, and they're motivated to do better and make better choices. And because of the negative ways, if they share their parents' fears, then they usually get trapped by the same problem. But if they're not in fear, and if they learn to trust Jesus Christ and love His word. Now, I said Jesus Christ because anybody that receive Him, they receive authority over Satan, and they can receive His wisdom by the Holy Spirit. And the DNA of their seed changes according to their faith in God, according to their faith in the Word of God. So everybody has a living chance, but people are shaped, their opinions are shaped by the people who raised them and the people who, their parents who brought them in the world. Because what we do, the choices we make, there's an influence on our children. Everyone produces fruit after their kind. A bad tree don't produce good fruit. But when people look to God, they can change their bad course. Without God, they are set on an evil course if their parents were evil, if their parents were deceptive. It's just like a relay race where you have to jump hurdles. When people make wicked choices, bad choices, and they get in fear, they live in a condition where they don't believe God, they sit in the path of their child's racetrack of life. They set hurdles, and there's more hurdles to jump. Women that have children out of wedlock continually, guess what their daughters are going to do? They think it's all right. They learn the convenience of it. They learn the coping mechanism that their mother learned. They learned all the props and the negative things. And in this country, they actually get rewarded for having children out of wedlock because the welfare system will pay their bills. And there are generations after generations of people who plan to have children out of wedlock because this government would pay their way. And I believe they do it on purpose sometimes. There are people who, I've heard people say it. I know they do it on purpose. And they teach their daughters to do it on purpose. It's crazy. I'm sorry, but it's crazy. I'm sorry that it happens. You know, being made in the image of God, you know, you want to see people make better choices than that. And there are negative choices that men make too. But anybody who do anything according to Satan's ways and his guidance and his foolishness, you know, their seed after them does worse, because that a pattern has been set. It's going to take the word of God and a strong anointing to break that curse. And the person has to be willing. We come to the Lord like we are, and He will guide us into what we should be. If we believe on Jesus from our heart and turn our back on the world, God can work with us. And everybody has a living chance. Whether they use it or not is up to them. You know, preachers tell people about the love, the wonderful works of God. But all people are not convinced. And all people don't really want it. Some people want, they love this world. They think, you know, it's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. Most people walk around with a death sentence. When they stop breathing, they go straight to hell. That's a death sentence. The difference between them and the man that's on death row, the man on death row, he knows that he's set to die at a specific time. And people that are free, they're walking around as if they're going to live forever in this condition. But they may not make it through the week. You know, without Jesus Christ, our lives are very vulnerable. Now, the last few broadcasts, the Lord had me talking about the way people govern their ministries. Now, the world has a persuasion that has infiltrated the church. We talked about how Lucifer, when he was an angel, he chose the evil way. He tried to usurp other people's authority to become the greatest. He was going to usurp every authority over every angel, every class of people that were more ancient than him. And he was going to receive the worship that goes to God. He had a dead man's plan. That's why he's a devil and not an angel now. He became Satan, the enemy of God, the father of lies. Now, when people get in any form of sin, that sin becomes their master. And they have to serve that sin because they won't let it go. As long as you sin, you become the servant of sin. And that's whatever sin that you got into, it becomes your master. It steals your attention from true things. And pride is one of the worst ones. Pride leads to rebellion and hatred. Pride leads to unrepentance. That's why so many people won't repent. They've gotten in pride. Now, a man that drinks too much or gets in lust, he know that it doesn't take long to realize he's got a real problem. And some people want out, but they don't know how to get out. But the Word of God, you can walk right out of the world, because the Word of God will help you understand the true thing, the power of God, the true things about God. And that's why God anoints people to do the heavy lifting. You know, ministry it's heavy lifting. That's why we need an anointing to do some things. Because you're dealing with people that their will is bent on this world. But when the heart wants God, then the Lord's going to do things to help us out. And I always give the analogy of the anointing operating like heavy equipment. God gave us heavy equipment to do the heavy lifting. Our anointing can break the yokes, break the cement, break the traps of the devil, that we may go forward and not backwards. Set people free. Now, the bonds that hold them back are invisible to the eye. You can't see a man. He can still move around physically. He can go wherever he wants to go. But inwardly, he's bound to that sin. And he's, and that sin is his master. Now, in when the Lord anoints you to do a specific work, and you have the anointing to do it, it's best for you to cut all ties with the world for several reasons. One is not, the world is going to hinder your progress. It's going to change your focus, and you won't be able to learn these wonderful things that I'm talking about now, about how as you trust the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you're on the path to understand. Let me say that better. When you receive the guidance of the Holy Spirit, your forward path is the path of understanding. You're going to find out why the Lord said or guided you the way he did. In ministry, whatever the Lord say do, I always say follow him, do what he give you to do. It's not going to always make sense to your mind, and it's definitely not going to make sense to other people's minds. So I don't tell people everything the Lord tell me to do. I tell them the minimum of what's necessary. Now, some things the Lord told me, don't tell them at all, and I don't. That way I won't have to argue with them, and they won't be a problem. Because people like, you know, they people like to approve things. And sometimes it takes revelation to do that. And they don't, you know, the Lord deal with you about something. He dealt with you. He didn't deal with them. But on the other hand, when they yield to the Holy Spirit will cause them to give me the very confirmation that I need at that strategic time. And they still don't know. But I know it came by the Holy Ghost, so I'm comfortable. I'm happy. I'm content. And I get a chance to dig in with my faith. I've received what the Lord said. I'm acting on it. And I'm on the road to understanding. Now, this has happened for years. So I know what the Lord has for me. I know it's good. The part that I know of, I'm thrilled about it. And what I don't know, I'm excited to learn about it. But following God, you know, that's the best you can do. It's supernatural. It's more than me. It's God working through me. Now, and the same with you. God is not a respecter of person. He's going to work, do mighty works in your life. If you can yield to him. I'm just showing you how good it is if you do. Now, when people feel like it's they don't fight the good fight against pride, and they govern their ministry after the pattern of Lucifer, which is really Satan, and they're concerned about how they look more than the heart of God's will. Some ministers have never thought about the heart of God's will for their life. They think about how this ministry is going to make me look, and they don't mean any harm. But when you're up there in the pulpit in a nice suit, ministering the word of God, people, and you want to help people, you're gonna do it. You're doing something for God, so you naturally want to look good. But it's easy if you start entertaining pride to start being motivated by it. And remember, sin comes like leaven. If you don't kill it, it grows, it gets worse. After a while, you get in strife with people who seem to do better than you or seem to say things easier than you. You get in strife with people who have their own opinion, and they don't always look to you like some people. You know, when people look up to you, when people start liking it, that's a problem. Because you start wanting other people to like looking up to you, and it takes a lot of attention. You try to govern your life so people will throw roses in your path, so to speak. That's no different than what Lucifer did. But what if every soul who was really anointed by God regarded the heart of God, being receptive to his wisdom so that the Lord could purge out the branches in them that are not productive and graft in branches of wisdom that will produce fruit. What if God make you more effective so that you win the people that you're around? You live in a way that attracts people who are hungry to know God, instead of getting jealous with people who are hungry to know God. I'm going to tell you another secret. In every ministry, the people who listen to their pastor, they may not be obvious, but if they've been listening to you minister for years, and they get to a point where the Lord can use them, and when they speak, they can actually speak the word as good as or better than their teacher. Because David said, "Thy word has made me wiser than my teachers." Now that's the way it's supposed to be. They learned it with they have a more fresh start. Everybody who's listening to me, if they're young and they receive these things and apply it, then that puts them in a category for the Lord to teach them right now what he taught me years and years ago. And they're going to avoid the problems and the cycles of destruction that I walk, and they're going to go right to the point. And so the next generation comes out stronger and better than the previous. And that's the way it's supposed to work. If the next generation does worse than me and they listen to me, I feel like I didn't really do my job like I could have. But if I do my Holy Ghost job, if I do my job according to the guidance of the Holy Ghost, then the next generation is going to take that torch even further than I did. They're going to do a better job than I did. And my focus is steady on Jesus. Because if your eye is single, your whole body will be full of light. Which means when they do better, I'm going to thank God. Because I know that God used me to make a difference. And now the next generation is going to give Satan a bigger fit. And being guided by God, I know this. So we don't need people to look up to us when we have the Holy Spirit to look to. We're complete in him. We're not complete in the people that look up to us. Because Jesus, he governed his ministry washing feet. He taught people the word of God. The same word that God uses to build the universe is what he taught. The same principles God used to build, to make everything that he made. Every business, if you structure a business or anything according to the word of God, it will prosper. That's why God told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Those five commandments are the first five commandments to mankind. The Ten Commandments is for the lawless, because it's a law. You have to tell crazy folks not to steal, kill, and hurt each other. But you tell people that's got good sense, that love God, to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. Now think about that for a moment. People that love, they have a heart to love, and they're attracted to the wisdom of God. They want to do what's right and not what's wrong. That person needs to do, he said, be fruitful, grow in this, multiply, at least double in this, and continue multiplying. Replenish the earth. What you attain from the Lord, share it with other people. Subdue it. Don't let the devil destroy your works. So prepare everybody who hear you to know how to fight and operate in their authority and the wisdom of God. Secure your life and have dominion over it. Govern all of your actions, everything that you do, govern. Make sure that it is right. Make sure that it stays right. Walk circumspectly, not as fools. Look at yourself from an outside perspective. Circumspectly means you're walking around something, you see it from the inside, like a spectator. Not just from one point of view, but all points of view. And we do that by the Holy Spirit. Consider how you seem to others. What do people see when they see you? When you consider those things, it motivates you to do things in a godly manner, so that people can grow stronger and not weaker. If we govern our lives according to the way Jesus washed his disciples' feet, we put other people first. We don't thrive on people throwing roses in our path, fawning all over us, looking up to us. We don't need all that. But if we pay more attention to the Holy Spirit, we automatically do the heart of God. And that, my friend, makes the difference. That leaves the legacy. And those type of people are the people that people remember. And I thank the Lord for this wisdom. This is his love. I love it. Now, I'm out of time, the Lord. He's there to govern you by the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Till next time, remember, I love you. God loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.